I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Will peace hold in Armenia? We'll find out in a moment. And then later, deaf ministries team up to accelerate sign language Bible translation. We'll explain how at the end of today's program. But first, in the Southern Caucasus, Armenia and Azerbaijan have signed a peace agreement to end 6 weeks of heavy fighting. Armenia will surrender territory and withdraw its military from the contested areas. Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association says,
from an Armenian perspective, there were cities that have been taken back by Azerbaijan. These are cities that in the mid-90s would have been considered Azerbaijani territory that Armenia claimed as it began to secure the region of Nagorno-Karabakh. So those cities have been taken back. But in the same way, people in Azerbaijan may feel that there's still territory that has not been taken back. And so the tension exists on both sides from a political and military point of view.
But the human cost of this maneuvering has been enormous. At least 2,000 soldiers and civilians have died, with the actual number likely being much higher.
So even though the ceasefire may be in place, 50% of the population, as I understand, has been displaced. That's an estimated 72,000 people, of which I think a majority of them are in Armenia. So we're trying to rush aid to them. We've been able to help with over 500 people, and we hope to be able to help more in the days ahead.
Pray that many would embrace the hope of Christ in this dark time. Turning now to COVID-19, effective messaging is key when it comes to community awareness. In South Sudan, World Concern teamed up with local churches to spread the word.
When you empower the local church, then they become more effective messages. And I think the communities we are working in so far, we have not had a case reported.
Joshua Bundy says World Concern already worked closely with local believers. The pandemic simply proved why that partnership is so important.
We understand that the communities where we are working in, they do not have the capacity, the ability to handle COVID. The best we could do was to start community preparedness way in advance, even before the first case started.
To prevent another surge of infections, World Concern gives church leaders the communication tools they need.
We trained the volunteers and equipped them with megaphones. We equipped them with COVID IC materials, that is the banners, the pamphlets, and messages concerning COVID. The churches became the center of our activity, became the agents of our message on COVID.
And the deaf community is often forgotten when it comes to reaching people with the gospel. But a new partnership between Deaf Harbor and Door International provides resources to sign language translation teams. Door's Rob Meyer says,
when we think about, as Christians, how saturated our lives are with God's word, many deaf people don't have any access to that at all because the translation is not available in their heart language. So because of the urgency of the gospel, because we want to see deaf people's lives transformed by knowing, following, and being able to serve God with the gifts God's given them, they have to have access to God's word in their heart language.
American Sign Language is the only one with a full Bible translation, and that just happened this past fall. Door's goal is to raise awareness about the immense need for all deaf communities to have access to Scripture.
Sign language Bible translation is a critical need, and it's a critical need for us to be able to see the Great Commission happen in our lifetime. Our hope is that within the next 2 years, they can produce a fair wealth of resources that are going to be able to impact communities.
Door's goal is to raise awareness about the immense need for all deaf communities to have access to Scripture. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.